The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 1-0 in conference and 3-1 overall. Indiana travels to Ohio State on Saturday for a 3:30 Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, and we'll open the call for media questions.
Yeah, thank you. Again, tough game last week. Guys battled hard. Fortunate to be on top at the end. Proud of our team and our effort. A lot of things to correct. Keep moving forward. And a very, very strong challenge playing a tremendous team this week. Ohio State's a really good football team. So we've got our hands full again. Just Big Ten football, Big Ten East football. So a great challenge.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Kevin. You've competed very well against Ohio State in the last 4 years, but how much of a challenge is it to compete against a program that has a more populous state to itself, more or less, when you're in a smaller state with two other programs?
Yeah, I don't know if the state, I mean, because, you know, there's some other states just geographically where you're at. I mean, we use our proximity to Ohio is great football and all that. I mean, just, you know, whether it be the population of Ohio, I think as much as anything, it's just a tradition over time. It's been established, all the great players, great programs, the commitment to the sport, the way the university and their fans embrace it. And now you're sitting here once again, as good as most people in the country, one of the premier coaches in the game, in the history of the game, good staff, good players. So to me, it's not necessarily the state. I think the state and the populace helped it a long time ago, but it's really just created a tradition that has that program always going to be one of the best in our game. And Urban and his guys are doing a great job, and his team's playing awesome.
And you guys have turned it around on defense. What's been the key to that?
Well, we got four games. I don't know if it's a turnaround. We're doing better. You know, we'll see over time. They'll get tested this week with speed, a lot of things on the perimeter. I think one of the premier players in the country at quarterback. You know, we're playing harder. A new defense coordinator, Tom Allen, just done a great job of trying to get our coaches on the same page and very, very consistent in setting the standard he wants, getting the coaches and then the players to buy into that. We still have a lot of errors. We still have a lot of things to clean up. We have a lot of players that played last year, so we have some – we're not the most talented group, but there's a lot of guys back. There's experience. It's maturing. But it really just starts with strong leadership and direction from Tom Allen. And our kids are buying in. And for four games, he's done a good job. But there's a lot of water to go over the dam to say we've turned the corner. We're playing better in a short window of time. And to be good, we got to continue to do so.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin, I'm just wondering, when you saw Mitchell Page for the first time, did you think he would be capable of doing what he's done for you guys, given his size and everything?
No.
And what has he done to kind of develop for you guys?
It's amazing, because I thought he was like a fraternity guy playing in the intramural league, you know. He's a great golfer, very competitive. He's gotten what he is. He's actually a little bit stronger than people think he is. You know, he's short in stature, but he's got some thickness, got some quickness. Great, you know, he's very competitive spirit. You know, like I say, he's a very well-rounded athlete. I mean, all those guys, you know, get these guys come in, want to walk on, and walk-ons have been great for us. I think we put 7 walk-ons on scholarship. I think in our tenure here, we've got pushed in, I think it's about 48, 49 walk-ons we put on scholarship. So it's been a very, very big part of what we do. But half the time those guys show up, they don't stick with it. Mitchell, found a niche, had a great competitive spirit about it, went about it hard. He's one of the best leaders on our team. He's one of the better players that play the position. I'm proud of him, and it's a credit to him because it's not coaching. He had the spirit, and he had the perseverance to give himself a chance to be what's turned out to be a heck of a college football player in the Big Ten.
And I think the natural comparison probably would be like somebody like Wes Welker. Do you see something like that in him?
Yeah, you know, I had a chance to see Wes in person when I was in Oklahoma, so maybe a little quicker, but same deal. You know, I mean, guy got overlooked a little bit, but there's, I mean, Mitchell's a skilled kid, lacks some size, but the combination of quickness, hands, strength, intelligence, competitive spirit. I'm not saying he's the next Wes Welker, but he is a heck of a good football player.
Your next question is from Nick Petrakis with Toledo Blade.
Hey, Kevin, when you look at Ohio State's defense, they've given up 2 touchdowns and I believe 56 possessions, which is pretty crazy. When you and your staff broke them down, what was the first thing that really jumped out at you?
Oh, I mean, the structure's sound. They don't miss a line. Play a lot of guys, so they play hard. To me, it looks like there's a lot of talent over there. There's a great competitive spirit with that team, and the kids are playing together and playing hard. So they challenge every play. Play a lot of players, a lot of talent, a lot of depth, well-coached. You can see a little bit of influence, it looks like, with Coach Chiano's background. Luke's always done a good job. Coach Johnson, Coach Combs know those guys well. I mean, it's a collective great group, and they're playing. I mean, they make you compete every play to get every inch on the field.
And how do you begin to break them down when you get there Saturday?
Well,
As far as getting some points on them.
Well, we got to cross the line with the G, so and that's you know going to be hard to do. So I mean, like I said, I think if their offense wouldn't have played, I think they'd still be undefeated because I think their defense has outscored their offense. And then you look at their offense; they run a tempo offense, yet they're first in the conference in time of possession, 36 minutes a game. They got all the point, you know, the margin of points scored, points given. You know, you look at their punter, who would lead the nation in punting. He doesn't make the stats because he doesn't have enough opportunities to punt. So it's a tremendous football team, and we got our hands full.
Your next question comes from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
I was going to ask about when you hired Tom Allen. Did you have a list of guys, and was he high on the list, or was he a little bit of a flyer that you took a chance on?
Great question. I had several guys in mind to talk about. Didn't know Tom, but I had heard of the impact he had made at South Florida. I knew his pedigree, where he had some Indiana ties. I did some research behind scenes. Everybody spoke highly of him. I know he had a great run with Hugh Freeze, who's done an awesome job.
Right.
Once I met him, there was a dynamic spirit about him, but I didn't know him. I did have a couple people in mind, but for what we were looking for, a coach that had coached in tempo offense, where the tempo offense wasn't the reason the defense couldn't be good. You know, Ohio State's got a tempo spread offense and their premier defense. So I was looking for a guy that could work with the tempo offense and play good defense. And everywhere he had been, there had been some programs that had struggled that had done better. And it wasn't just him. Sometimes it was a staff deal. But he had been a part of culture change and culture improvement. And I'm glad he's here. It's been good for us.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Kellen B. Coates, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Coach. I was just wondering, how has Richard really grown into this offense, and how has he kind of put poor performances like his against Wake Forest behind him, and how has he really led the Big Ten in passing offense?
Well, I mean, we had the one big game, so those numbers can get skewed with stat numbers. He early, I would have said his greatest attribute was being calm. He got rattled in our Wake Forest game, lost composure, which was very concerning. Not because of the interceptions, he lost his composure in the fourth quarter that hurt us with his body language and his ability to be a leader. And you can't be a leader when you can't lead yourself. Came back last game and got into a competitive game. And got in a similar situation and got it corrected against a very challenging team at Michigan State. So what I saw last week was a guy that got in a position where he could have lost his composure, and he kept it. And so he's got a long way to go. We do have a decent surrounding cast that helps him. And when the cast does their job, Richard gets the stats. But it's a team effort right now. Last week we were a better team. And this week we're playing a tremendous defense. It's going to take an awesome team effort to have a chance to be competitive in this game.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks so much.